In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you use any modern technology or products, there is no doubt that you have had to sign off on any number of agreements. Agreements called terms of service and conditions. Terms of service are those legal agreements we enter into to access so much of our world today. Every time your smartphone has an update, a new terms of service needs to be agreed to. Sign up for a streaming service, terms of service comes with that. Use any social media terms of service again. They spell out how we will and will not use the product. They also spell out what the company can and cannot do. Now, I know I can honestly say I have never read, in its entirety, a terms of service and conditions that I have agreed to. Most of the time, I simply scroll to the bottom of the screen and click, yes, I agree. It's just this reflex now, part of what you have to do if you want any of your devices or programs on them. I'm probably not going out on a limb here if I were to guess that most of you probably do the same thing. You probably have built up the same reflex as I have from scrolling down so many times and simply clicking, yes, I agree, please let me use the thing I've paid for. In fact, when I was typing this sermon on Friday, I got an email from Spotify, my music streaming service, telling me that their terms of service and conditions had been updated. It's a constant thing. Did you ever notice how long some of these agreements are? How long it takes you to scroll through them to get to the end? They are thousands and thousands of words long, written in legalese, a dialect few of us speak or understand. If you watch out for them in the news, you will periodically come across stories about customers and companies arguing over these agreements. For example, someone gets injured and they are unable to go to court because they have signed away all liability. Or someone finds out that their personal information has been bought and sold by a third party for undisclosed reasons and they unknowingly agreed to this. The list of examples can go on and on of people running into complications or less than desirable circumstances, all because they signed a terms of service agreement and did not read the fine print. It's in the fine print where so much important information is hidden away. Fine print is so common, we are all probably used to it by now. It's to be expected, just part of modern life. Read carefully or else. But it's still an interesting phenomenon. I don't think we would tolerate it in other areas of our life. Say if when you were talking to someone, they constantly whispered or muttered things under their breath and what they were saying just happened to be really important information. Imagine if our discipleship, if our following Jesus came with fine print, that Jesus said, follow me. And then under his breath, or maybe one of the apostles off to the side whispers, you will be working day and night everywhere you go because you are required to follow this man named Jesus who is bringing about the reign of God here on earth. This is a lifestyle, a change, and a new way of life. And then they add, once you are through the ritual of baptism and join this new family of Jesus followers, you will have put yourself in harm's way. And will place yourself side by side with the martyrs of ancient days and the martyrs of today. And finally, real quietly, they say, in following Jesus, you will be required to travel, literally, mentally, emotionally, to meet people where they are. And virtually all of these people will not be in your family or your friend group. Many of them will be strangers, and they will be very different from you. Thankfully for us, this is not how Jesus operates. This is not how our discipleship is entered into. We can see that in today's gospel, Jesus is plain and transparent, no fine print. The crowds who are traveling with Jesus, who are coming out to hear him and to see him, are growing. This movement of his, these followers and disciples, are increasing. And so, Jesus clearly lays out for this ever-growing crowd around him what following him means. Today, he is giving them ample warning that there is risk involved. To follow him might mean sacrificing some of their relationships, even the most important to them and close to them. It might even mean sacrificing one's own life, giving up its comforts, pleasures, and safety. Jesus minces no words. Following him means the cross, and it is a cross that each of us must pick up and carry. Jesus warns them that following him means putting everything at risk. But everything is at risk because everything is to gain. A new life in God. A new world where God's kingdom reigns. A new relationship with one another, where humanity is seen as one people, one family, all children of one God. All of this and more is worth risking everything for. Worth risking even the cross. We find no fine print here today, because Jesus does not call us to enter into an agreement with terms and conditions. Instead, we are being asked to enter into his resurrected life, to become a part of his living body, to continue the good news, the story of our creation, redemption, and salvation, to write our own part of the story of the people of God. We know what our discipleship looks like. It was presented to us up front with no fine print when we were baptized. We recommit ourselves to it every time we baptize somebody into this family. The lives we lead as followers of Jesus can be found in these words. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? I will, with God's help. Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? I will, with God's help. Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? I will, with God's help. Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? I will, with God's help. Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? I will, with God's help. Each of us is called by Jesus to enter into the continual living out of his life, his gospel. Each of us will live our discipleship out differently. We will be presented with our own trials and our own rewards. We'll have our own challenges and our own talents. Each as unique and beautiful as each of us is unique and beautiful in God's eyes. But all of them share the same sure and strong foundation, God's help. With God's help, we are able to accomplish the audacious call to discipleship, risking everything so that everything might be gained, picking up our own cross so that God's love, God's peace, God's mercy can enter into our lives and into this world, and bring each of us closer together. and deeper into the knowledge and love of God. Amen.